So here's a number that should stop you cold. 85%. That's the share of AI customer support failures that trace back not to the AI being dumb, but to companies just not having their stuff together, bad documentation, no handoff plan, a bot that traps you in a loop with no exit, 85% of the pain, completely self-inflicted. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, and this one is about a quiet revolution happening inside every company that has a support team and a mounting pile of tickets. AI customer support has crossed a threshold, and I don't mean the we added a chatbot to our website threshold. I mean the threshold where companies are genuinely resolving 40 to 60% of support tickets without a single human touching them. And here's the kicker, and in the best cases, customer satisfaction is actually going up, not down, up. Now, that sounds like magic, or a press release. So let me explain what's actually happening. There's a startup called Iris Agent. They built something called Iris GPT, a generative AI chatbot that doesn't just match keywords to FAQ answers. It understands follow-up questions. It pulls from product logs, knowledge bases, live integrations, and when it genuinely can't help, it hands off to a human with the full conversation intact. No starting over. No, can you describe your issue again? That detail matters more than people realize, because here's where it gets interesting. The old school rule-based bots, the ones that feel like talking to a broken vending machine, they deflected maybe 10 to 20% of tickets. Iris Agent and players like them are hitting 40 to 60. That's not an incremental improvement. That's a different category of product. And honestly, I think this changes everything for mid-sized companies specifically, not the Amazons of the world who can throw armies of agents at the problem. I mean, the SaaS company with a 40-person support team drowning in how do I reset my password tickets at 2 in the morning. For them, this is genuinely transformational. The takeaway from story one, deflection is now a primary business metric, not a nice to have, a KPI that sits next to revenue and churn. But, and this is important, the smart teams are pairing it with satisfaction scores and handoff quality because chasing deflection alone without caring whether customers actually got helped. That's how you end up with an 85% failure rate. But here's the thing, while everyone is obsessing over how many tickets the bot can handle, something else is happening quietly in the background. And it might actually be the more important story. A company called Crisp, European, kind of under the radar compared to the Zendesks and Intercoms of the world, is doing something that reframes the whole conversation. Their AI doesn't just answer questions, it takes actions. Think about that for a second. You message support because your order is wrong. The old bot says, "I've created a ticket for you." The Crisp bot issues the refund, checks the inventory, cancels the order, updates your account right there in the chat. No ticket, no waiting, no human required. They're doing this through something called Model Context Protocol, basically a way for the AI to reach out and actually touch other systems. Payment gateways, CRMs, delivery APIs. The AI becomes an agent in the truest sense of the word, not just a conversationalist, but an executor. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't everyone say AI agents were still mostly hype? Yeah, they did 6 months ago, but this is what it looks like when it stops being hype and starts being a Shopify integration that processes your return at midnight. The nuance here, though, and Crisp is actually upfront about this way, is knowing when to stop automating. They build in sentiment triggers, keywords that signal frustration or urgency, moments where the system recognizes this person needs a human, and then, crucially, it hands off with full context. The agent sees everything. The customer doesn't repeat a word. There's a third player worth naming here, BlueTweak. Smaller, less flashy, but they've essentially built a company around one insight. The handoff itself is a product, not an afterthought. They treat the moment when the bot says, "Let me connect you with someone," as something that needs to be engineered as carefully as the bot's first response. Structured context transfer. expectation setting, feedback loops that feed escalation data back into the AI to make it smarter. It's unglamorous work, and it might be the most important work in this whole space. Quick hits before we go. Zendesk and Intercom are now basically reselling OpenAI and Anthropic under the hood. They're less AI companies and more AI delivery systems at this point, which is either smart or a vulnerability, depending on who you ask. Forrester dropped a stat that should be tattooed on every product manager's wall. Most AI support failures aren't model failures. They're knowledge management failures. The bot is only as good as the documentation you feed it, and somewhere on Reddit, a support team lead pointed out that optimizing purely for ticket deflection is like optimizing a restaurant purely for table turnover. Technically efficient. Completely missing the point. Here's the thread connecting all of today's stories. AI and customer support isn't really about replacing humans. It's about redesigning the entire system, what gets automated, what gets escalated, and how those two worlds hand off to each other without dropping the customer in the gap. The companies getting this right are treating deflection, quality control, and handoff as one integrated machine, not three separate features. The ones getting it wrong are buying a chatbot, pointing it at their outdated help center, and wondering why CSAT dropped. The 85% failure stat isn't an indictment of AI, it's an indictment of implementation. And that's actually good news, because implementation is fixable. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.